Retirement, what a great time to be alive. For many people, it's the reward of a lifetime of dedication and hard work. It's an exciting season full of possibilities, but also has its challenges. Knowing how to prepare financially and handle the complexities of retirement income can be a tricky road to navigate. This is Your Line to Retirement with your host, Kevin Alexander.
Hello, it's Kevin Alexander. It's Your Line to Retirement. Hope you guys are doing great. I want to say welcome back to me. I've missed you guys. I hope you've missed us and our podcast at Your Line to Retirement, that you can see all the podcasts on our Facebook page, Your Line to Retirement. You can check them all out on our website, yourlinetoretirement.com, where you can see all of our newsletters, which we've got to get those updated as well. And you say, where have you been, Kevin? I have missed you. Well, we've been moving offices. And if you've ever built a house or built an office or done construction work, it doesn't always happen when you think it's going to happen. So we're about 3 weeks delayed on getting our office, and we got in here and we're looking good. We like our spot, and construction was finished and everything's looking good now, but it's a difficult time to find help. There's a lot of people, as you know, not working because they're making more money sitting at home on unemployment, which that's a whole nother message. You'll have to go to my ministry messages to get updates on that, and that's a whole nother story. But we finally got a crew in here. They did a great job, and we are back with Your Line to Retirement podcast. A lot of moving boxes, moving shelves, moving file cabinets, moving desks, and all that good stuff. But we got a lot nicer conference room. It's more space in my office. We can do videos here in my office, which is one of the reasons we ended up moving to start with, was I can shoot videos from my office to get out to you, to keep you updated on what's going on. It's an ever-changing world with the coronavirus, the COVID-19 stuff. It's going to be ever-changing for a good time. And we're constantly reviewing our clients' accounts to make sure we have them in the best accounts possible in the day we live in. And that's all you can do. All you can do is make decisions based on today. Learn from the past. None of us know what the future holds. None of us are God. None of us are Jesus Christ. We don't know what the future holds. And all we can do is make decisions based on the day, the best possible way possible. We got to get all the information we can. We got to get all the information we can and make the best decision possible for our situation. And you know, for 22 years, since 1998, that's what we've been doing at Your Line to Retirement, is we have been helping people get financial information. The only way you make the best decision possible is to get your information. We deal mostly in safe and secure products, so people don't put their money at risk in their retirement. Now, the downside is you may not make as much on the really, really good years, but you can try to sleep a little better at night on the bad years. And that's why we're titling this podcast, We're Back. My office is back. And as I was thinking about coming back and getting back with you guys through our podcast show here, Your Line to Retirement, you can call us at 540-381-4033. So many of you are so kind to give us referrals, and we appreciate those. We always love meeting new people, helping out new people. But I tell you what, I love my clients. I got some great clients at Your Line to Retirement, and we love them. We just brought on a year or two ago a new associate, T.W. Bess, in the Radford, Virginia office. He's 540-641-1905. Just a super nice guy. You guys know, I don't have to tell you, at Your Line to Retirement, we only hang out with first-class people, whether they be clients, companies, or fellow associates in the business. But as I was thinking about coming back to my office, I thought about the stock market, because, you know, I preach also, you guys know that. So I'm always trying to think of messages in my head and how this crazy world we live in, how can I relate this world to you, and how will it help your retirement years? And I started thinking about this podcast coming back today and the obstacles we had to get back. The new office we were supposed to be in June 1st, we got in about June 20th or something around there. And the obstacles that popped up that were unexpected. And I started to think that's how people's money is. That's how their retirement plans are. Is when you lose money in the stock market, it's hard to get back. It was hard to get the podcast back. I had to go through obstacles to get back. And when you lose money in the stock market, you got to go through obstacles just to get your money back and to get restarted again. Oftentimes in 22 years, I've heard people when they lost money say, if I could just get my money back, then I'll do something else with it. Well, that's a hope plan, and hope plans with your retirement are dangerous plans. And what happens is one of the greatest mysteries in any financial portfolio, in anybody's retirement plan, in anybody's retirement funds, one of the greatest mystery is lost money. Now, a lot of people in my business won't talk about lost money because, as you can imagine, lost money is not exciting to talk about. If you go into a financial advisor's office and all he talks about is how he can lose your money and hopefully make it back, who's going to invest with that person? Nobody is, obviously. So what happens is people in my business in the financial world won't talk about lost money because it's unpopular, it don't sound exciting, and it's hard to get business when you talk about lost money. But I talk about lost money all the time. Not losing the money. What I talk to people about at Your Line to Retirement when they come into my office is how hard is it to get lost money back? What most people don't understand is if you lose 20% on your retirement money, they think if I get 20% on the upside, then I'm equal. No, you're not. If you lose 10%, you got to get 12.5% to get your money back. If you lose 20%, you got to get 25% just to get your money back. If you lose 50% of your investment, you got to have 100% return to get your money back. We've talked about that before. It's like a roller coaster. You go down a whole lot faster than you go up. People say, man, I lost money. It's taken forever to get back. That's right, because there's obstacles. Things happen. The market bounces back and then it goes down. But let's say if a man or a woman had $100,000 and they lost half of it. Now they have $50,000. Would it get back to $100,000? They got to double their money, do they not? Their $50,000 to get back to $100,000 has to double. And that would be a 100% rate of return. And when you're in your retirement years or you're getting ready to retire, there's nothing wrong with having money in the stock market. Just have the percentage that you can afford to play with. And when it goes up and down, you can live with it. But people all the time have all their money in there. And during the good years, there's no problem. Everybody wins. I tell people all the time, my 6 and 7, 8 year old kids can make money in the stock market when it goes up. It don't take a genius to do that. The question you always have to ask any financial advisor, whether it's me or the guy down the street, is what happens when the stock market goes down? Because I know I'm going to make money when it goes up. But what happens when it goes down? And then here's a second follow-up question. This is a hard question for advisors to answer. How do I get my money back? And what you're going to find, the answer is probably going to be, just wait it out. It's a long-term thing, and you know you're going to get your money back. This has always happened in American history. Hey, well, long-term when you're 25 is not equal to long-term when you're 65 and 70 years old. I got clients, I've told you before, that don't even buy green bananas because they don't know if they're going to be around to eat them. You're listening to Kevin Alexander, Your Line to Retirement, yourlinetoretirement.com. Like us on our Facebook page. You got it, Your Line to Retirement. Let me give you our phone number in case you want to give us a call and ask us some questions about your retirement money. 540-381-4033. 540-381-4033. In our Radford, Virginia office, you can call T.W. Bess. It's B-E-S-S. His number is 540-641-1905. TW is a great guy, great reputation, high character guy. And that's what we like to deal with at Your Line to Retirement is high character people. We're not perfect. We mess up, we screw up, and goodness knows, with all the forms and paperwork required in today's world, this cat, Kevin Alexander, messes up those forms nearly every day. So I finally, after 22 years of quit getting upset over it, I fix it and we move on. But when it comes to your money, it's one thing to mess up a form. But when it comes to your money, we can't mess that up. It's too serious because when you retire, you're no longer putting money into your account. You're just mostly taking money out of your account. See, when you're 35 and 45 and even maybe 55 years old and you're working and you're putting money into your account and the stock market goes down, that's okay because you're putting money in and you got time for it to come back. But see, when you retire and the stock market goes down and you're not putting new money into your account like when you did when you contributed to your 401k or IRA, now you got two buckets, holes in your bucket. You got income coming out of your bucket, plus you have the decline in the stock market. So now we got a double issue there. We got double trouble, so to speak. And it's hard to get back. I mean, anybody that's ever lost money before, they understand it's hard to get back. It's just like if you get credit card debt. It's hard to get out of credit card debt. It's hard to come back when you get behind financially. So what we try to do with seniors is we try to help them not get behind. One way never to have to make up lost money is never lose money. Because there's always obstacles. Just like with my office, I thought I was going to be back in June 1st and there'd be a couple day transition and we'd be up and rocking and rolling, ready to go again. And it didn't happen that way. Things happen. People don't come to work and do what they say they're going to do. Things take longer. The store runs out of the supply, so you got to wait on that. And that's what happens when you lose money. You don't lose money in March and in August, it's necessarily back. Things happen. Things happen around the world that we can't control. And what we talk to people about at Your Line to Retirement is have as much control over your money as possible. You get in a position where you make the decisions. And if China wants to do something crazy or some terrorist attack wants to come on the United States of America, that doesn't always affect you and your money. Think about that. You work 30 and 40 years to make your money and save your money and accumulate your money. And somebody all the way across the other side of the world makes an economic decision, makes a financial decision, makes a political decision, makes a military decision, and you lose money for it. And you had nothing to do with it. That's crazy. Get your money in a position where you have as much control of it as possible. And you don't have to look at your wife and say what I said about my office and say, honey, whoo, finally, we got our money back. Man, that is tough to stomach in your retirement years. Well, we're back here at Your Line to Retirement. I know you're going to get weekly podcasts. Listen to them. Share them with your friends. We try to give you relevant information on what's going on in the world today. I'm not going to bore you and make you run off the road listening to stats and numbers and polls and illustrations and hypothetical situations. We talk real life here. You are in your retirement years. You got to be very careful with your money and you got to make sure you have enough money that lasts as long as you do. Will your money live as long as you do? That's a big question among seniors anymore and one that we take very serious at Your Line to Retirement. But the good news is we're back. You'll be hearing from us each week. Check us out on our Facebook page, Your Line to Retirement. Make sure you like us there. Share it with your friends. Go to our website. You can see all kinds of videos and get information there, yourlinetoretirement.com. And then you can always give us a call. You won't have to press 1 for English. You'll get straight to us. If we don't answer, leave a message and we'll give you a call back within 24 hours, Lord willing. Our phone number, 540-381-4035. 1-800-333-3333. T.W. Bass in our Radford, Virginia office, 540-641-1905. Again, Kevin Alexander, your line to retirement, 540-381-4033. Thank you for listening to our show today called We're Back. God bless you, God bless America, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Your Line to Retirement. For more information, call Kevin at 540-381-4033 or visit yourlinetoretirement.com. Licensed insurance professional, respond and learn how financial products, including life insurance and annuities, can be used in various planning strategies for retirement. Kevin Alexander or anyone associated with Your Line to Retirement does not give any legal or tax advice. Managed money accounts and investments are offered solely through Alexander Advisory Services, LLC.